Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 10, listen to a talk by Ian Gerard, a photographer, and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true or false according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ian Gerard, and I'm a photographer. I'm here to tell you about my career so far and also about my new book. I often get asked if I studied photography at university, and people are sometimes surprised that I didn't. I wanted to, but my parents wouldn't let me, so I had to choose something else. I loved history, but my marks weren't very good, but I was keen on geography too. So that is what I did in the end. I actually think it's made me a better photographer and has given my work a broader context. On my degree course in my final year, we studied all aspects of the development of cities and we had to do a presentation. We could do what we wanted. I chose street markets for mine, but a friend did his on the growth of urban transport networks. On graduation, I went to the USA. I knew I wanted to work as a photographer, so I'd sent pictures to news organizations and advertising agencies, hoping I might get something in a brochure or even a newspaper. In fact, it was a magazine that noticed my pictures, and I worked for it for a year. I learned a huge amount, but what I really wanted to do was see the USA for myself. It was an amazing 6 months. I started in the baking heat of summer on the East Coast and finished my journey in the mountains. Anyway, I came back to Britain at the beginning of spring and published my U.S. photos in a small book. I earned just enough to finance my next trip, round the U.K. I wanted to explore the relationship between people and place. Interestingly, in the last few decades, many photographers from the U.K. haven't done much on fishing communities here, so that's what I did. They've tended to focus on family life and inner-city communities instead. The resulting photos I'm putting together for my new book. My book won't be in the shops until March, though there's an exhibition of my pictures touring the UK from January. It's funny, I really wanted to call my new book Visions, but apparently there's already one called that, so my publisher suggested the title In Focus, which I thought was horrible. In the end, we settled for Images. Now I'm planning my next tour. I wasn't sure which theme to choose this time. I initially thought I would look at lakes and mountains, but then I saw a tractor in a field and I knew I'd do farming. I've decided to use a special camera to create very large photos, which I'm hoping to exhibit next year.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ian Gerard, and I'm a photographer. I'm here to tell you about my career so far and also about my new book. I often get asked if I studied photography at university, and people are sometimes surprised that I didn't. I wanted to, but my parents wouldn't let me, so I had to choose something else. I loved history, but my marks weren't very good, but I was keen on geography too. So that is what I did in the end. I actually think it's made me a better photographer and has given my work a broader context. On my degree course in my final year, we studied all aspects of the development of cities and we had to do a presentation. We could do what we wanted. I chose street markets for mine, but a friend did his on the growth of urban transport networks. On graduation, I went to the USA. I knew I wanted to work as a photographer, so I'd sent pictures to news organizations and advertising agencies, hoping I might get something in a brochure or even a newspaper. In fact, it was a magazine that noticed my pictures, and I worked for it for a year. I learned a huge amount, but what I really wanted to do was see the USA for myself. It was an amazing 6 months. I started in the baking heat of summer on the East Coast and finished my journey in the mountains. Anyway, I came back to Britain at the beginning of spring and published my US photos in a small book. I earned just enough to finance my next trip, round the UK. I wanted to explore the relationship between people and place. Interestingly, in the last few decades, many photographers from the UK haven't done much on fishing communities here, so that's what I did. They've tended to focus on family life and inner city communities instead. The resulting photos I'm putting together for my new book. My book won't be in the shops until March, though there's an exhibition of my pictures touring the UK from January. It's funny, I really wanted to call my new book Visions, but apparently there's already one called that, so my publisher suggested the title In Focus, which I thought was horrible. In the end, we settled for Images. Now I'm planning my next tour. I wasn't sure which theme to choose this time. I initially thought I would look at lakes and mountains, but then I saw a tractor in a field and I knew I'd do farming. I've decided to use a special camera to create very large photos, which I'm hoping to exhibit next year.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 2 to 6, listen to a conversation. Choose the correct answer to answer questions 2 to 6. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
Bless you. Are you okay?
It's just a cold. I had a bad headache this morning, but I feel better now.
Listen, I'm really sorry about last night.
What do you mean?
At the party, I got kind of angry at Brad. He was really annoying me.
Oh, I think he's very nice.
Yeah, women always think so.
Don't worry, Mark. Brad's not my type.
Okay, listen. Tomorrow's your last day in San Francisco. I want to do something special. What would you like to do?
I don't mind. You choose.
How about a boat trip around the bay? We could do that in the morning and then have a nice dinner in the evening.
That sounds fantastic.
It's too bad you can't stay longer.
Yes, it's a pity. This week has gone so quickly. I feel I've just arrived and now I'm going home.
Well, I'm going to make sure tomorrow is a really special day.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening comprehension part.